Chapter 6, Where PTSD and TBI Are Different. Two Wounds, Two Roots. PTSD and TBI are often mentioned together, especially when talking about military veterans. That's because many symptoms of each condition look the same on the surface, but underneath that surface, they come from different places. PTSD is a mental health injury caused by exposure to trauma. TBI is a physical injury to the brain caused by impact or pressure. Both can lead to confusion, mood swings, sleep problems, and memory issues. But knowing how they are different is just as important as knowing how they are the same. That's the key to giving the right kind of help. When symptoms overlap, it's easy to misread what's really happening. A veteran might be treated for PTSD when they're actually struggling with the effects of a TBI, or vice versa. Sometimes they have both, but only one gets noticed. That's why taking time to understand where PTSD and TBI are different can make all the difference in a veteran's path to healing. PTSD lives in the fear center. PTSD is rooted in trauma. It lives in the part of the brain that controls fear, survival, and memory. When someone goes through a life-threatening or terrifying event, the brain doesn't always process it the way it should. Instead of storing the memory and moving on, the brain gets stuck. It keeps reacting like the danger is still there, even if the event happened long ago. Veterans with PTSD often experience flashbacks. These aren't just memories. They feel like reliving the event in real time. A sound, a smell, or a place can trigger the brain to go right back to the moment of trauma. The heart races, breathing changes, the body gets tense. The brain reacts like it's still in the war zone. Flashbacks can happen without warning and leave the person drained and shaken. Nightmares are also a key sign of PTSD. These dreams are vivid, disturbing, and usually repeat the traumatic event in different forms. They can lead to broken sleep, anxiety about bedtime, and a deep fear of closing one's eyes. Over time, the fear of sleep becomes its own source of stress. Avoidance is another symptom unique to PTSD. Veterans may avoid people, places, or conversations that remind them of what happened. They may pull away from loved ones or stop doing things they once enjoyed. This isn't laziness or disinterest. It's a survival instinct. The brain is trying to protect itself from more pain by cutting off the things that trigger it. TBI comes from physical damage. TBI, on the other hand, begins with a blow, blast, or shake to the head. It might be from an IED explosion, a fall, or even hitting one's head during training. When the brain gets jolted inside the skull, it can bruise, swell, or tear. That damage affects how the brain sends and receives signals. Unlike PTSD, TBI is not based on emotional trauma. It's based on physical impact. One clear sign of TBI is trouble with balance or coordination. A veteran may stumble when walking, drop things often, or feel dizzy for no reason. These are signs that the parts of the brain that control movement and body awareness have been affected. That's something PTSD alone does not cause. Speech problems are also more linked to TBI. A veteran with a brain injury may struggle to find the right words, forget what they were saying mid-sentence, or have trouble forming full thoughts. Some speak more slowly. Others say things that don't make sense or mix up words. These language issues can be scary and frustrating. They often leave the person feeling embarrassed or misunderstood. Headaches and migraines are another major symptom tied to TBI. These headaches may be constant or come in waves. They may get worse with noise, light, or activity. Pain medicine often doesn't help much. These headaches are not caused by stress. They are the result of real physical injury to the brain. PTSD can cause tension headaches from stress, but not the deep, pounding head pain often seen with TBI. Mood swings have different sources. Both PTSD and TBI can cause emotional changes, but the reasons behind those changes are different. In PTSD, emotions are tied to fear and memory. A veteran may get angry or shut down because something triggered a flashback or panic. Their brain is responding to trauma by trying to stay safe. With TBI, emotions can change because the parts of the brain that control feelings are damaged. This kind of injury can lead to sudden outbursts, crying without reason, or laughing at inappropriate times. The veteran may not even realize their emotions have shifted. It's like the brain's brakes are broken, and everything comes out at full speed. Understanding the reason behind the mood change is important. If the reaction is triggered by fear, PTSD treatment may help. If it's from brain damage, therapy and brain rehab might be needed instead. Sometimes both are true, and care has to be combined. The importance of attention and focus. Veterans with PTSD often have trouble focusing because their brain is distracted by anxiety or scanning for threats. They may start something and then feel overwhelmed. Their mind is busy trying to manage fear and emotions. But with TBI, the problem with focus comes from broken brain circuits. It's like trying to turn on a light when the wires are damaged. The effort is there, but the signals don't connect. This difference affects how veterans manage daily life. Someone with PTSD may avoid doing things because of emotional stress. Someone with TBI may want to do things, but simply can't concentrate long enough. Knowing which one is happening helps direct the right kind of support. Recognizing the physical versus the emotional. There's another key difference. PTSD is mainly about emotions, reactions, and memories. It affects how a veteran feels inside. TBI often shows up in physical ways, like poor coordination, slurred speech, ringing in the ears, blurry vision, or clumsiness. These physical signs are big clues that the brain itself has been injured. A veteran may say they feel off or foggy, or like their body and mind aren't in sync. Veterans with TBI may also have trouble managing time, organizing tasks, or planning their day. These are brain functions called executive skills, and they're often disrupted after injury. PTSD may cause low motivation or sadness, but it usually doesn't cause someone to forget how to schedule or plan. Why these differences matter. Getting the right treatment depends on knowing what's really going on. PTSD often responds well to trauma therapy, counseling, and medication that calms the nervous system. TBI may need physical therapy, brain rehab, speech support, and strategies to help with memory and focus. Treating PTSD like a brain injury won't work, and treating TBI like an emotional trauma misses the mark. When veterans don't get the right diagnosis, they can feel worse instead of better. They may get frustrated, blame themselves, or stop asking for help. Families also need to understand the difference. Knowing whether your loved one is reacting from fear or from injury helps you stay patient and supportive. It helps you know when to encourage rest, when to offer space, and when to ask a doctor for help. Seeing the whole person. Some veterans live with both PTSD and TBI. In those cases, the symptoms stack on top of each other. Healing becomes more complicated, but not impossible. What matters most is that each piece is understood for what it is. Veterans deserve a clear view of their condition, not a guess. Seeing the difference helps everyone: veterans, families, doctors, and communities. It helps us stop blaming or assuming. It helps us listen better. And it helps us move toward real healing, where the pain is seen, the injury is treated, and the person is honored. Moving into clarity. PTSD and TBI may share symptoms, but they are not the same. Each has its own cause, its own path, and its own kind of pain. But when we understand the difference, we stop treating veterans like a mystery. We start treating them like people who need clear answers and real care. In the next chapter, we'll hear directly from veterans themselves. Their stories will show us what life looks like behind the symptoms. Their words will bring everything we've learned so far into focus. Let's keep walking with them, step by step, toward hope.